Welcome to Daily Inspirations. Thank you for joining again today. Thank you for calling in and joining me as we look at the Word of God, see what He has for us today. I'm looking at several passages that talk about our speech and our tongue. And I want to look at the benefits and the blessing of speaking words of blessing. I'll read a few verses here in James chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Also in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 12 also. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So we are taught and commanded here in God's Word to speak blessing, to bless others, and to give, to share words of encouragement and blessing. Whereas our nature is inclined to speak sarcasm, reviling, and so forth. And once we purpose and choose to change that and choose to speak positive words, we will find that our relationships with those around us, our families, our brothers, our brethren, and our neighbors will greatly improve. But not only that, it says here that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. So once we choose to speak what is right, to bless instead of curse, that means the ears of the Lord will be open to our prayers, and his eyes will be on us. And that is a wonderful blessing. It, in fact, if we don't have that, it's pretty much no use to even think about making any progress. So not only does it bless others when we bless them, it also helps us and gives us much to gain. To do that, to be able to speak words of blessing, we have to cultivate a positive and a loving attitude. I like this quote from, it's a very famous quote from Amy Carmichael. For a cup brimful of sweet water cannot spill even one drop of bitter water, however suddenly jolted, meaning that if we are full of sweet water, then a surprise or sudden jolt, some unexpected jolt where we perhaps hear something that or something is said to us that is unkind, or some unpleasant circumstance happens, then if we are full of what is right and have a right attitude and a positive attitude and full of the love of God and walking in with His Spirit, enveloped in His Spirit and empowered by His grace, then what comes out of us reflects what is in us. So if we are full of sweet water and we are jolted, sweet water will spill out. So that's my encouragement today, that we would cultivate that attitude to be kind, to think the best of others, and to bless, so that we also may inherit a blessing. God be with you, and may God bless your day.